Blog Talk Radio.
You know what this is, right? It's the anointed truth of Christ, uncensored, with Elder Andre Prevost, folks.
Yeah. They must have thought I stopped rapping or something.
Yeah. I'm still the best rapper alive today that I passed. These rappers claim to be king, need to get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes, you're moving too fast. Because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind, God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got cola, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity or curses. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut, so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow, I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy is standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah. Forgot about me, huh?
It's false prophets all about, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot, but I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollering about yourself made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you trying to take all the fame, but no one day we all gonna have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Yeah.
I'ma give y'all one more.
They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out they mind. I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die. See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God. I'm on my Nicki Minaj cause I don't want no fraud. But there's a snake in every clique, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money, man, I mean the man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word cause they so don't live it. Watch their bread, it's something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Amen. Praise God on tonight. Praise the Lord. We thank God for each and every person who has called in on tonight. Everybody who has tuned in out there on Facebook Live is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Praise God. We are live and uncensored, and this is our 5th year anniversary special. Praise God. And we thank God for each and every person out there who is in attendance on tonight. Everybody who has been a part of the ministry over the years, we thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. And we are going to have a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. We got a dynamic speaker. Amen. EVCS is in the building. Praise God. And she will be delivering a dynamic word on tonight. Praise God. Before we go any further, amen, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your holy name, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you just come in and you have your way on tonight, Lord. We're asking you, Lord, to move in a mighty way on tonight, Lord. And we thank you in advance for each and everything that you are about to do. We thank you for the answers that are about to be given on tonight. We thank you for the deliverance that's about to be given on tonight. We thank you for the salvation that's about to be given on tonight, Lord. And we're going to praise your name. We're going to magnify your name on tonight. Lord, we rebuke any work of the enemy on tonight. We bind him, we rebuke him, and we command him to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we praise your name on today. And we want you to know, Lord, that we can only love you, Lord, but we appreciate you for each and everything that you are doing, everything that you have done, and everything that you are going to do, and each and every last of us. And Lord, we will continue to magnify and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Once again, we want to welcome everybody on Facebook Live. We want to welcome everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Everybody out there on Instagram, we thank God for you as well. Hallelujah. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ. This is our fifth year anniversary special. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just to give you some background of what hallelujah, because I know a lot of y'all saying, well, I know you ain't been on the radio for 5 years, and I ain't seen you on Facebook Live for 5 years. Praise God. Hallelujah. We started the prayer line, amen, 5 years ago. Praise God. Hallelujah. Under the name the Anointed Truth of Christ. Praise God. And in that 5 years, amen, we just thank God. Hallelujah for all the prayers that have went up, all the prayers that have been answered. Hallelujah. All the breakthroughs people have received. Hallelujah. Because of the prayer line, amen. When we first started the prayer line, we started it saying basically, amen, when it comes to when Jesus was tempted by the enemy, praise God, Jesus told the enemy, he quoted Moses, he quoted Deuteronomy, he said, man cannot live by bread alone. Hallelujah. Then let me know, praise God, that the word of God is nutrients to our spiritual being. Hallelujah, praise God. And then I got to wondering, I said, well, praise God, we go to church on Sunday. I guess that's when we eat. That's when we feed our spirit, man. Hallelujah, praise God. But then you got another 6 days out of the week where we are starving our spirits to death. Hallelujah, praise God. I realized we were eating one day a week, praise God, and expecting that one meal, amen, to keep us satisfied for a full 7 days, praise God, until we got another one. Hallelujah. So we began the prayer line, amen. Hallelujah. And we were doing it every day, sometimes twice a day. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank God how we have moved from, amen, the conference call line, amen, to the Blog Talk Radio lines. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. How you doing, Sister Montrell? Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for seeing you on tonight. Amen. Sister Angela, we will, praise God, put you on the throne of grace. Sister Angela Yancey, hallelujah, we will put her on the throne of grace on tonight. Praise God. So we just thank God, hallelujah, for how far we have come in ministry. Praise God. And we thank God for where he is going to take us. Hallelujah. In ministry. Praise God. Now, as we move forward, amen, we want to move to our time of welcome. Amen. Praise God. And we are, praise God, I want to introduce, amen, the recipient of our lifetime membership award, praise God, to the Anointed Truth. Amen. And she comes and does our welcome, praise God. She used to do our welcome when we first started back in the day, 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. She was out. She came. She did our welcome. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I ain't gonna tell you, we kind of took her from another line. Praise God. We were all on one line together. Hallelujah. Things wasn't working out, and we kind of, hallelujah, tell her, come on over here, praise God, and she was doing our welcome, praise God. So I want to introduce to some, hallelujah, and present to others,
Amen. Mother Janie, praise God, is in your hands. Please welcome, amen, our callers on tonight.
Amen. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 I was glad when they said
hallelujah
unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise God.
This is Mother Janie, and I come to you to welcome you to our five-year anniversary. Praise God. We have been on we have been on for 5 years. We still together after 5 years. That is truly a blessing. Amen.
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 Amen. It's truly a blessing to be able to just give God glory for 5 years.
Yes.
For the things that he has done, he's doing, he's about to do, and the things that he planned on doing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. With saying Amen. That, we welcome you once, we welcome you twice. We welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ to the original Anointed Truth of Christ Fellowship, which is now on the radio. And we welcome you. Get comfortable. Praise God. Respond to the preacher when the preacher says a word. Give the preacher feedback so the preacher knows that we are listening. Amen. Amen. And we welcome
Amen.
You. We welcome you. We welcome you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Mother Janie on tonight. Hallelujah. Coming all the way from California. The West Coast is in the building. Praise God. We thank God for her. Amen. We truly want everybody to feel welcome back there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like she said, we welcome you once, twice, and three times in the name of Jesus Christ. Not in our name, praise God, but in the name, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. We want to go ahead, amen, and move forward. Hallelujah with our song tonight. Amen. We're going to go into our time, hallelujah, of testimony service. But before we go into our time, hallelujah, of testimony service, amen, I want to hallelujah, honor someone real quick. Hallelujah, amen. We got a few honorees tonight, amen. Praise God. And the person I want to honor right now is the person, hallelujah, she will be coming forth a little bit later and giving us a prayer. Hallelujah. I'm talking about none other than my wife, First Lady Aisha Prevost. Hallelujah. She is the recipient, amen, of the Faith Without Works Award. Hallelujah, amen. We're going to be giving these out on our anniversaries when we do have them, praise God. Amen. And we want to honor those who have led the ministry by example. And I can tell you my wife has led, amen, the ministry by example with her giving. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. She's one that will give when she is need. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to thank God for her. Amen. On to we'll be coming forth a little later and giving us a prayer. Amen. Praise God. But let me just give you y'all we preach all the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. But before we go into testimony service, amen, I want to just play you a little sample. Praise God of the word, amen, that my wife, amen, First Lady to deliver. Praise God.
You are practicing the doctrine. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Woo!
Amen, amen, praise God, hallelujah. That message is called Hallelujah, What Are You Here For? If you want to see that message in its entirety, hallelujah, you can go to our YouTube channel, amen, Care Church Incorporated, Care Church INC, praise God, hallelujah. We have over 100 videos on there. Praise God. Amen. You got First Lady on there. I'm on there. Amen. Bishop Alexis, Bishop Page. Hallelujah. So, amen. Go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. Praise God. And like the videos. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We watch everything else on YouTube. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's watch the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Now, we're getting ready to go into our time of testimony service. Praise God. And conducting our testimony service tonight, praise God, is none other, amen, than the recipient of our most listeners for our Fall Season Award. Praise God. Hallelujah. She is no stranger, amen, to the line. Amen. She goes way back with us also. Hallelujah. Amen. She has her own prayer line as well, her own ministry. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah. She has several prayer groups on Facebook. Pray until something happens. Hallelujah. Prayer changes things and others. Hallelujah. She is an advocate for the Word of God, for the truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. And she'll tell it to you just the way God told it to her. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I want to, amen, introduce the some and present the others, amen, leading us in testimony service tonight. Amen. None other than Sister Valencia Scott, woman of God. Hallelujah. Do your thing. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Elder, to First Lady for the 5-year anniversary of tonight. I want to welcome everyone to that's on the line, and I'm going to do testimony, and I'm going to do my testimony first, which is I want to give honor to God, who is the head of my life. I just want to thank God for all the things that he's done in my life. I thank God for allowing me to wake up to see another day, to have my right mind. I just thank God for all the things that he's about to do in my life for 2020. I have no complaints. God is good. It's a time for celebration. 5 years. Congratulations, Eldo, and to your beautiful wife. I just thank God for all the things that he's about to do in your life, all the blessings, all the miracles, all your heart's desire that he's about to do. I just thank him in advance for what he's about to do. And I pray that everyone is excited for what God is about to do for Eldo and First Lady. And now it's testimony service. So who have a testimony of the goodness on the Lord? It's not a funeral. We're doing a celebration. So, who have a testimony of the goodness of the Lord for tonight? The floor is open.
No, everybody ain't on me.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Happy Sunday, everyone. Go ahead, First Lady.
Head of my life.
Come here.
And I just thank God for just a renewed mind, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I just have life all within. God, I don't look at life like I used to. You know, how I used to look at life. Who was who? And you know, with the mind that God gave me now, life has been fulfilled. No matter what situation I'm at. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, no matter what situation we may be in, you know, you may have to move here, move there, whatever. Sometimes need this and need that. But I just thank God for the mind that he has given me to know that, you know, he's in control. You know, he's our provider. You know, he's our way maker. And, you know, I have over time I came to have peace with that. You know, that God is, you know, who he say he is. And if he bring us to something, I thank God for the mind to know that he can bring us out. You know, if you know, whatever we may face, you know, God is there to bring us out. He's right there every step of the way, like a parent, you know. And I thank God just for being God. That, you know, that's just straight from the heart, you know. So as I work this journey and get closer and closer and closer to God, I just feel more alive than I ever have, you know. And that's just my testimony. God is good and all the time.
Amen, amen. Thank you, First Lady. Jennifer?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Happy Sunday, Elder, First Lady, and how are you, Valencia, and all the saints? First, I want to just give God glory for just God is amazing. He's faithful. He's worthy. He's not a man that will lie like us. And when you spend time, how do you get to know a person? By spending time. So it's the same with God. So I'm just grateful for maturity. I'm grateful the Lord allowed me to start seeing things more spiritually, and it manifests in the natural. I'm just grateful for just when I spend time with the Lord, I'm able to hear. I'm able to just allow God to have full control. Trust him. Like the word says, Proverbs 30, verse 5. And I'm just grateful for his goodness. I'm grateful. He is worthy. And the reason why I use Proverbs 30, verse 5, every word of God is pure.
Naya?
He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. And I had to go through certain situations, certain trials, in order for me to see who God is. He's the Jehovah God, the Creator. And I thank God for his Son. What I'm trying to say is I'm just grateful for amazing people like Elder and also First Lady, people that the Lord connected with, even Valencia. There are times God will place certain people in your life, whether this season is in and out. But always remember, appreciate those people. Appreciate what God placed in your life. Appreciate whether they're season or out of season. Just appreciate. And God bless you all.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Jennifer. Would there be another testimony of the goodness of the Lord for tonight, Saint?
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First, giving honor to God, who is the head of my life. Respect to each and every pastor that's in their positions on this. I will continue to give God all the glory and honor for the things he's doing in my life, what the things he's about to do in my life, and the things he's not going to do in my life. Amen. But we have to honor God at all times. I will trust in the Lord at all times. And I just give God glory. It's been battles. Everybody's going through something. But notice I said we're going through it, not going in it. We through it. It's just a test. And God will see us through the test. And for those that are down, you're down, but you're not out. So with God's glory, grace, and help, God will see us through each and everything that we're going through. Amen. And I just give God glory and honor for everything that he's doing and about to do. And I just ask you guys to keep me and my family continually to keep us prayed up. Because we're in prayer. We're losing people day by day. Yes. And we lost a family member, and we just need prayer. Prayer. Just keep us lifted up in prayer. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Would there be another testimony of the goodness of the Lord? Well, amen, amen. Well, actually, in 2 hours, I'm not going to post, I'm posted tomorrow, but actually, in 2 hours, y'all, I will have 17 years sober. I went to AA, but I stopped going to AA probably about my 10th year of sobriety, and I just started really dedicating myself to church. So I have 17 years off alcohol, weed, and pills. I don't take anything. Only thing that I rely on is Jesus. But I will be celebrating 17 years, and I just love it this time of year, especially in December, and I am excited. 17 years, and that is my testimony. I was going to post it in a few hours, but I'm letting y'all know now. I have 17 years sober, y'all. Amen. Would that be another
amen,
testimony?
Amen.
All right, El, I think those are all the testimonies.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Valencia. Praise God. And I want to turn it over to First Lady Prevost. Praise God for the prayer at this time. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we tonight, oh Father, we just thank you for being in the midst and being in the middle. Oh Father, we thank you that whatever shield, whatever we might come against, oh Father, we know you are well able to bring us through. Oh Father, Father, we just thank you that you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and the first and the last. Oh Father, we thank you that there is none like you, none above you. Oh Father, Father, right now I just ask you to touch every person on this line from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Oh Father, uproot anything that's not of you. Oh Father, I bind up any distractions of the enemy. Am I ever seen? Well, they might try to keep them from receiving the word you meant for them to receive on tonight, oh Father. I bind them up in the name of Jesus, oh Father. I bind up anything out of Oshia, other works of the enemy that's trying to keep your people from getting close to you, from keeping your people from knowing who they are. I bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father. And Father, we just thank you for bringing old clarity on tonight, oh Father. We thank you for bringing knowledge and wisdom on tonight, oh Father. Out of Oshia, we even uplift the speaker right now on tonight, oh Father. High up behind you, oh Father. Let her words be your words. So Father, I don't have any distractions of the enemy. They might try to keep up from coming forth. They might try to distract her from giving out the word that you meant for her to get. I bind them up in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father. We know that no weapon formed against us to be able to prosper. Oh Father, as long as you are in the midst and you are in the middle, oh Father. And Father, we thank you in advance for what you are about to do on tonight. We thank you, oh Father. We thank you, oh Father. And we continue to give you the thanks and the praise in the other because you are truly worthy to be praised, oh Father. And we thank you that you know the plans that you have for each one of our lives, oh Father. We thank you that you know the plans that you have for our lives. We thank you that we don't have to worry about a thing, oh Father. We thank you, oh Father. We thank you. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen, 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 and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. We thank God for that prayer. Hallelujah, going up to the Lord's ears on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We getting ready to go into the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We got a dynamic speaker coming forth. Hallelujah. Amen. But to introduce that speaker, amen, praise God, I have another mighty woman, powerful woman of God, amen, about to come forth and introduce the speaker on tonight. But first let me introduce her. Hallelujah. Amen. She is the chief apostle of a chosen generation of churches. Praise God, over there in Los Angeles, California. She is a powerful and dynamic woman of God. I'm going to introduce to some on the line and present to others on the line, none other, hallelujah, than Apostle Betty Thomas, Apostle. Go ahead and let the Lord use y'all tonight. Praise God.
Amen, amen, amen. Giving all reverence to my Heavenly Father and giving honor to all that is on the line tonight, to Bishop Mac Page and to Elder and First Lady Prevo, and to all of the ones that have made this beautiful service on tonight. And it just gives me honor to just to be on program and celebrating 5 years of service. And I just thank God that it gives me great honor to introduce the mighty woman of God tonight, our speaker. And some may call her EVCS, and you know, she's known on her prayer line as Raise the Praise. And I thank God that it's a woman. She's a woman of God that not only raised the praise, but she also is a praise raiser. Amen. And they call her EVCS. And as I began to look at EVCS, and I began to look at the E for evangelist, is because she don't mind evangelizing and coming through. She has been on one prayer line after another prayer line supporting. That's evangelizing. And I thank God that the V, when I see the V, I know that she has victory, is because she stands for God and she don't take no foolishness, and she has the victory. And when I begin to see the C, C is for Christ, and she don't mind standing up for Christ. And when you see her, you can see the Christ in her. And if anyone have seen her and see the smile that she has, that smile is worth $1 million. And then I see the S is nothing but a servant of the Most High God. I thank God for this mighty and powerful woman of God. She is a wife, a mother, a friend, a sister, a aunt. She is somebody in Christ. She's someone that don't mind praising and giving God the glory. But it gives me honor to introduce and present to others anointed woman, appointed woman, and a holy woman, no other but EVC. Amen. Evangelist Vicki Cheney Smith, I introduce to her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let God use you.
Hallelujah. I had to start off with that. Hallelujah. Because that's what we did back when we did Raise the Praise on the radio line. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. We bring you greetings. This is EVCS. Evangelist Vicki Cheney Smith, a.k.a. the Praise Raiser. All right. Amen, amen. And we are coming to you live from Grandview, Missouri. And it's a blizzard here, but the Holy Ghost fire is burning down on the inside. Hallelujah. I don't know if you know, but we at least had 6 or 7 inches of snow right now. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But we praise and magnify the Lord up in here. Amen. We bring you greetings from Barker Memorial Cathedral of Praise, Church of God in Christ in Kansas City, Missouri. Well, my pastor is Bishop John M. Johnson, and my supervisor is Mother Mary K. Sims, and my husband is the Elder Donald L. Smith, Jr. And in the way of testimony, he and I will be celebrating 20 years of marriage on Christmas Eve. Amen. To God be the glory. It's a marvelous thing that he has done in our sight. Amen. We thank God for the anointed truth of Christ and the CARE Radio TV Ministries. We thank God we're honoring Bishop Mack on tonight. We're honoring Elder Andre and First Lady Prevost. My peoples, those are my peeps.
Amen.
And all those that are a part of the ministry, listen, 5 years. That's a big deal. 5 years. First, because you started something and you didn't stop. Amen. Through all the struggles, you didn't give up. You're continuing on and you're yet holding on and you're strong today. Amen. And we know that the number 5, it represents God's grace and preparation. Come on. Amen. May God continue to cover you with his grace and prepare you for the place that he has destined for you in this world and in his kingdom. yet to come. I know it's been some struggles. You know, I know about some of them. Amen. And it hasn't been easy. But I'm so delighted to see where God has brought you to. He's elevated you and he's reserved you. Everybody that's a part of this, amen, and some have come and some have gone, but I know all have been blessed. Amen, amen. And somebody
amen.
Said, I don't look like what I've been through. Come on, hallelujah. Amen. Elder Milos, you obeyed God, and First Lady Isha stood by you and right by your side, and God did the rest. Amen, and praise God. We thank God for Bishop Mac Page, an awesome man of God, his leadership and his guidance. And I tell you what, you couldn't have anyone better at the reign. You couldn't have anyone better. Amen. Praise God. And I just want to say to the prevost, you know, getting to that number six is going to be tricky. Amen. It's, you know, God always has to deal with incompleteness in our lives. Amen. As a natural person. But God is going to take you to that next level. Amen. As long as you just confess your faults and let God have the right of way in your life, he's going to fix everything for you. He's going to right anything that's wrong. He's going to straighten out anything that's crooked. You know, and I prophesy completeness. Balance, harmony, cooperation, and a healthy marriage and a healthy family and all those things that come for you and your family in number six and for the entire ministry. Sister Valencia, we're so happy for you. 70 years sober. Hallelujah. That's a victory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Apostle Thomas. Oh, my goodness. I feel like somebody after that introduction. Amen. And that is, we know she is an honorable woman. And I thank God for Facebook because I can see some people. Amen. And they can see me. And you can look at her and tell God's anointing upon her life. And she was one of the people that just so richly blessed me during the prayer. Amen. And we just want to honor, you know, some of the other people that were a part, may not be now, but Minister Ray, Pastor Andre, we are winning. Alexis, amen. Pastor BJ,
amen.
And the women of LA, we remember all of them. Come on. Apostle Zorn and Prophet Williams, Adorn Ministry, Apostle Hubbard. We remember all of them. Amen. Praise God. And so we're just reflecting back to some of those wonderful people we were introduced to on this prayer line. And the wonderful saints that we've met since then. I'm telling you, this prayer line was a blessing to me at a time when I was going through. It was a blessing to me, you know. And how many know preachers need to be preached to? You know, when you're always on the service, you know, sometimes you need to hear a word from the Lord. Praise God. And that's what we're going to talk about on tonight, right, briefly, is the word. Because that's all I got to give you tonight. That's all I have to give you. Amen. That's going to help you. And that's what we're going to be talking about. My focal point tonight is going to be taken from the book of Ezekiel. Amen. Chapter 3. And I'm going to give you my key scriptures from the book of Ezekiel. Chapter 3. Amen. Moreover, from the 1-4. Moreover, he said unto me, son of man, eat that thou findest, this is on verse 3, eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, son of man, go get thee unto the house of Israel and speak my words. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, readers, and most definitely the doers of his most holy word. And we did have one more scripture. We're going to end it up with it. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word. Preach the word. Preach the word. Be instant in season. out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. And for a subject, for a topic on the night, we're going to say, don't be a knockoff. Don't be a knockoff. Y'all all know what a knockoff is, right? It's an imitation of the real thing. Amen. But it is not the real thing. It could be a real close copy, you know, a real close duplicate, but it's still not the real thing. Now, if you want to ask, if you want to know something, a little something about it, ask women about a designer line. How do they know it's a real thing? Because they have their label on the inside of it. Amen. So you can tell when something's real. And women are so inanimate about designers that they will look at your purse and see if you got the real thing. They'll ask you, is that real? Amen. Praise God. So that lets you know it's important whether or not something is real. It's important whether or not something is genuine. Amen. Praise God. And so in our passage on tonight, listen, we're talking about Ezekiel. And he was a priest with the children of Israel when they were in bondage. And listen, we're living in a day and time where churches are going up everywhere. You know, physical building, non-physical, online communities, they're just going up. And we need churches, but that could be a good or a bad thing when anyone who has a little money and a following can start a church. That's when it's bad. It's only a good thing when the Lord called the preacher, and his or her motive is to reach the lost, help sinners get saved, hallelujah, not save them because only Jesus can save, but help sinners get saved, and help the saint live a holy life under God and be a witness to others. Amen, amen. So a church that's started for any other reason is a knockoff. Amen. A preacher that preaches for any other reason is a knockoff. A teacher that teaches for any other reason is a knockoff. A singer that sings for any other reason, amen, it's a knockout. Now, the only way that we can, you know, ward ourselves from being or becoming counterfeit is by only preaching the true word of God. Amen. It doesn't have to be any gimmicks, no fanfare, no compromise. Come on. Just the word. Just bring me the word. Amen. Just feed me the word. Ezekiel 1 and 3 said the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river of Shebar, and the hand of the Lord was thereupon. Okay, here you got the calling. You got the calling. First of all, if you've ever had a visitation from the Lord, you know it. Because it's not like any earthly experience. Amen? I mean, his glory is just overwhelming. You feel something on the inside that you never felt before. You know that didn't come from no human being. Amen? And this is how it was with Ezekiel. You know, even though he was a priest in captivity, the spirit overwhelmed him. And it was something to behold. You know, God's presence is, it ignites praise. Amen. But it was even more to it than this. The word of the Lord spoke to Ezekiel expressly. Shall I say, he called my name. He called me by name. God called me by name. Amen. And this wasn't just a kaleidoscope or a rainbow, you know, or something that man conjured up. And, you know, man's gotten pretty impressive with their special effects. Amen. But this ain't nothing like the glory of God and his voice speaking to you. Come on, what a privilege and an honor this was. The word called Ezekiel. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And Ezekiel, he said, also out of the midst thereof came a likeness of four living creatures. And this, they had appearance like a man. Amen. So there was a lot of things embodied in these creatures. Amen. But they were living creatures. They had all this, the likeness of God, the glory of God. But then they were combined with a man. You know, we were made in God's image. Amen. We were formed after him. Amen. Praise God. And as if you read a little bit down in the scripture, you'll find out that these creatures were led by God's Holy Spirit. Whatever the Spirit did, they did. Wherever the Spirit went, they went. Amen. And this is the kind of spirit that God wants us to take on, his spirit. Amen. Praise God. And then, so no matter, here's what the next thing in 1 and 28, I'm going back to Ezekiel 1 and 28 now. As the appearance of the ball that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness around him. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of God. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake. Listen, we've always got to reverence God in our lives. I don't care how high he takes you, Pastor. I don't care how high he takes you, Bishop. I don't care how high he takes you, Apostle. Humble yourself. Always reverence God and give him glory and honor for everything that he's done in your life. You should always worship him. There should be a constant worship and constant praise. In Ezekiel 2 and 1, he said unto me, Son of man, stand up upon thy feet, and I will speak to you. There's a time when God wants us to get up. Amen. And listen and hear what the Spirit is saying. In Ezekiel 2 and 2, and the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and he set me upon my feet. That I heard him, that he spake. I heard that he spake unto me. Listen, I'm going to speak to somebody right now. You may be feeling weak. You may be feeling faint. You may not feel like you have the strength. But I want you to know that the Spirit has the strength that you need. If you would just hear the voice of the Lord. Many times we got too many voices going on in our heads. We listen to too many things. But we need to shut down and listen to the Lord, spend some time with him in communion. And that is why it's so important to us that when we hear God speaking to us, we need to be still sometimes and just listen to him. We're going, 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 always busy, 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 you know, but sometimes we just need to have a period of time where we can let the Lord speak to us. Amen. And he said, Ezekiel 2 and 3, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even to this very day. Ezekiel 2 and 4, for they impudent children and stiff heart. I do send thee to them, and thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord. Now, see, one way you can tell that a true prophet, a prophet is truly sent by God, because God's going to send them somewhere they don't want to go. They got to say something they don't want to say. They got to do something they don't want to do. Amen. And there's going to be rejection. Amen. That's what God is sending you to, a place where you're not going to be popular. Amen. So don't be surprised if people don't like you. Amen. Don't be surprised if they don't receive you. He told them in the Word. See, the Holy Ghost is going to prepare you for whatever it is that you need to face. In Ezekiel 2 and 5, and they, whether they will hear it or not, or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there had been a prophet among them. Ha! Come on now. Listen, if you call by God and you know you call by God, don't let nobody take that from you. Don't let nobody tell you nothing different. Because we live in such a day where people have so much respect a person. You know, I'm in meetings all the time where they just lift up the higher-ups and they don't acknowledge anybody else. Amen. But you got to know that you were called. God has called you. And if God has called you, he's going to have somebody for you to preach to. Amen. Amen. And I tell you, once you open your mouth, let the words of the Lord come out, they're going to know it was the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So you got to be strong and know that God, whose you are and who you called. Amen. And we're going to go on. God told them, don't be afraid of them. Don't be afraid of their words. Don't be afraid of their looks. Don't be scared. You know, he already told them you're rebellious. But if God before you, he's more than the world against you. So, but you know what? It's time that we stop preaching to each other and go after the lost. You know, it's time that we try to build up the kingdom and bring in some new converts. To do that, we're going to have to go outside the four walls. Come on, we're going to have to get out of our comfort zones. We don't even want to move out of our seat, and we sit at every week in church. Amen. It's time that we use our platforms and our influences to do, you know, what we've been commissioned to do. Amen. And so Ezekiel said, but thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be thou not rebellious. Don't you be rebellious like the house. Open up your mouth and eat what I give you. Have you ever tried to give a child something that they don't like what's on the menu and they won't eat it? That's how immature saints are. They won't eat what is being put before them, and they won't even read it. And they think they're off the hook when they don't read the word. But that's disobedience right there, because he tells you to read his word. That's disobedience right there. So you're still not off the hook. Amen. Praise God. So he says, and when I look, behold, and hand was sent unto me, lo, a roll of a book was therein. And so, preachers, I'm telling y'all today, we got to eat it. Y'all already know that. I can tell that you eat it, because when you talk and when you speak, the word comes out. That's how you know what somebody's been eating. The word of God comes out. And praise God. So here you have the instruction. So I open my mouth, Ezekiel 3:2, and he calls me to eat it. So you have the following of the instruction. Now, when God is telling you to eat that, it's for you. Come on. There's two things that's going to happen. One, you're going to get what you need to sustain you. Amen. You're going to get the word. You're going to learn it. You're going to understand it. And you're going to become skillful with it. And you're going to know how to apply it in different situations and circumstances. And number two, that's what you're going to give out. You ain't got nothing else to give out. You shouldn't be giving out nothing else. Anything else is a knockoff. If it's not the word of God, it's a knockoff. And so you have to eat it. You have to digest it. And let me tell you, to the saint that loves God, Scripture 3:2 said, it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. It was good to me. It tasted good to me. And that's how the saints are that love the Lord. The word of God tastes good to them. And so we're going to wrap this up. And now, the consequences, we still had to follow what the Lord said do. He still told them that you got to preach my word, whether they want to hear it or not. You got to preach my word. Amen. And if you don't preach it, then the blood is going to be on your hand. And one thing I want to point out, he said, in Ezekiel 3:20, again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, we're talking about a righteous man. When a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, I lay a stumbling block before him. He shall die. This is God. God is going to lay a stumbling block. Amen. Because if you haven't given him warning and he dies, and his righteousness, which he has done, shall not be remembered, and his blood is going to be on your hand. So everything he's done, if he dies in unrighteousness, is not going to be remembered. Amen. And if you didn't warn him, then his blood's going to be on your hands. Amen. Praise God. Nevertheless, Ezekiel 3:21, nevertheless, if thou warn a righteous man, and the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also, thou deliverest thy soul. My. Amen. Praise God. And so when you follow the instructions of the Lord, everyone's going to be blessed. Amen. But in my closing, I'm going to say this. It's not without withdrawal. Sometimes, shalom of our faith. Sometimes you're going to have withdrawal. Sometimes you're going to have uncertainty. Sometimes you're going to have bitterness. You know, we're yet in the flesh. Amen. But God has patience with us, and he will minister unto you. Amen. Praise God. And God has to take us and minister to us. And the last thing that God did to minister to Ezekiel was he gave him a glimpse of heaven. Amen. Praise God. And be encouraged. The prophet was sent to encourage and preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Amen. So you be encouraged. All be encouraged in the name of Jesus. Amen. And it's back into your hands. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, EVCS, for that word. Praise God. But before we go any further, let me do this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you on tonight for our speaker of the hour. We want to thank you for the word that you put in her belly on tonight, Lord, that she released onto your people. Lord, help us to take this word. Help us to believe this word. Help us to walk this word out, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, thank you for once again for the woman of God. Replenish her, the virtue that she has poured out onto us tonight, Lord. Continue molding her and shaping her. Continue leading her and guiding her, Lord. And we thank you for everything that you are doing in her life, Lord. And we praise you, we magnify you, and we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for EVCS on tonight. We thank God for that word. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I mean, that word, that's oh, my God. Hallelujah. Amen. That word right there on point. Praise God. Hallelujah. I ain't gonna lie. You know, when the word of God is true, you don't want to hear all of it. Amen. Praise God. She thought I'm talking about when you go, people ain't gonna like you. In other words, it ain't gonna stop. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Trials and tribulations gonna keep on coming. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God is on our side. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. We thank God for the woman of God. Amen. We thank God for that on-time, heartfelt message. Praise God. Amen. From EVCS. I want to open up the line again at this time. If we have anybody who has a comment, amen, a testimony, a prayer request, praise God, or maybe words of encouragement, amen, for the woman of God on tonight, praise God. I'm opening up the line right now. The phone lines are open. Praise God. If there's one at this time, praise God, you have the floor. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Will there be one? Hallelujah.
Amen. This is First Lady. All I got to say, the Lord has spoken on tonight. You know that word right there. It was on point. It was on point. It was a lot of confirmation for me. I know on tonight. So I just thank you for that word, EBCS.
All right.
Hey.
All right.
Oh, sweetheart. I want to encourage you, First Lady.
This
scripture, one thing that I did not say
was
I wanted to point out to you
and
Elder Prevost,
Ezekiel
3:12.
It says,
then the Spirit took me up,
and
I heard behind me a voice
of great
rushing.
Saying,
blessed be the glory of the Lord
from
this
place.
And I thought about you and elders, how you even said in your testimony you might have to move
around.
This is to you.
The Spirit It's picking you up and moving you around.
Come on, receive that.
Amen.
And
you
just
continue
to
allow
the
Spirit
to move you and anoint you and elevate you.
Because
that's
what
he's doing
right
now. Hallelujah. Praise God.
You
encourage
my heart.
Thank
you
for
those
words.
And
thank
you
for this
opportunity
even to come and be a
part
of this. Praise God. Back to you, sir.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you again, EBCS. Praise God. And believe me, the pleasure, hallelujah, was all ours. We were so honored for you to be our speaker on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for taking the time out, praise God, to come and speak at our anniversary on tonight. Hallelujah. Man, and we just want to thank you on tonight, praise God, for taking the time out to, you know, come out here and honor us with that word from God on tonight. We thank you.
Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies, any more prayer requests on the line on tonight?
Praise the Lord, Elder, First Lady. I just thank God for the woman of God that came forth with the word. It was an awesome word, and I've learned a lot, ma'am, and God bless you.
God bless you, my dear. Good to hear your voice.
Likewise. Happy holidays.
Amen, amen. We thank God for Sister Jennifer on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have another one on the line on tonight? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we have definitely had a blessed time. Hallelujah. In the Lord on tonight. We want to thank God for everybody who called in, everybody who tuned in on tonight. Amen. Praise God to celebrate the prayer line. Praise God. Not to celebrate me or to celebrate First Lady. Praise God. To celebrate the ministry. Praise God, of the prayer line. Hallelujah. Amen. 5 years. Praise God. We didn't. Amen. We would have never imagined it going this far. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I can imagine how far, amen, God is getting ready to take us. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to put Sister Christy Stone. Hallelujah. We want to put her on the throne of grace. Praise God. She wants us to pray for her and her family. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to put that on the throne of grace. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once again, I just thank God for each and every person who called in, everybody who tuned in on tonight. We've had a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Like we said, as the schedule frees up, we're going to have more. Hallelujah. Amen. Prayer. We're going to open up the prayer line more and more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we need that everyday filling, that everyday nutrients. We need to eat every day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you don't eat, you at least drink your coffee or you take your energy drink. Praise God. Hallelujah. You give you something to give you some energy, to give your body some energy. Praise God, to make it through the day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, maybe your spirit need an energy drink. Maybe your spirit need a cup of coffee in the morning. Hallelujah. That cup of coffee could be the 23rd number of Psalms. Hallelujah. Praise God. That cup of coffee could be, amen, listening to the prayer line on your way to work. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Just getting that boost that you need, your spirit man needs, to make it through the day. Hallelujah. To make it all the way back to Friday. Praise God. Because you know you get energized on Sunday, but you know how it be Monday when you get back to work. We got to go back to work tomorrow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You need strength soon as you walk in the door. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just thank God. Hallelujah. For giving us this avenue to minister to whoever wants to be ministered to. Praise God. We believe in the last 5 years, thousands of people have called into the line all over the last, amen, 5 years. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. And every time we have a testimony back, praise God, we hear nothing but good testimony. happens, praise God, hallelujah. We witnessed motorcycle accidents and people walked out of the hospital, amen. Praise God, the same week, praise God, amen. People have been incarcerated, and we prayed, amen, and we've learned that they walked out, praise God, hallelujah, ahead of when they're supposed to walk out. People have been ill and have gotten healed, praise God. Family members have been delivered, praise God, and it's because of the power of prayer. Hallelujah. The Bible says, whatever ye so desire when ye pray, believe that you have received it and ye shall have it. Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Before we close, let me just outline this whole prayer thing. See, when we pray, we got to believe it. He said, whatever ye so desire, believe that you have received it. Don't believe that you gonna receive it. Don't believe God gonna make a way. Don't believe that person gonna get their life right. Don't believe, hallelujah, amen, that financial breakthrough gonna come through. He said, believe you have already received it. Believe you already got it. Hallelujah, praise God, and you shall have it. Hallelujah. Another scripture about prayer, amen, that we always magnified on the prayer line. When two or more agree on a thing in the earth, it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. We had a phrase, we say we know that prayer changes things. Hallelujah. We know that there's power in prayer. Hallelujah. But there's also power in numbers, and when you put the two together, God moves. Praise God. Hallelujah. There are principles to prayer. Hallelujah. If you believe it. Hallelujah. Amen. It ain't that God ain't gonna do it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Is that we have to believe that it's already been done. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's gotta be in His will and not yours. Praise God, hallelujah. We get deep into it about the prayer, praise God, hallelujah. So we invite you to come back Thursday nights and Sunday nights, praise God, hallelujah, amen, to the prayer line, amen, the anointed truth of Christ. Hear a word from God, amen. We have Sister Valencia speaking every Thursday night, praise God. I bring a word, or we have a guest speaker every Sunday night, praise God. So we invite you to call in. We invite you to tune in and be blessed with a word from God, hallelujah, amen. And the way we're going to do it, we're going to have our next anniversary service in the next 5 years. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. So we'll see y'all in 5 years for the 10th anniversary, hallelujah, of the anointed truth of Christ, hallelujah. We might be on TBN for that. Praise God. Can I speak it into existence? We might be on TV. We might be on ABC.
All
right. Can I go a little bit bigger? Hallelujah, than TBN. We might be on ABC, CBS, hallelujah. We'll even go with Fox. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we just thank God for each and everything God has done for each and every one of us in our lives, everything He is doing. And like Mother Janie always say, everything He ain't going to do. Praise God, because everything you wanted might not have been in God's will, and it might not have been good for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So we just thank God once again. I want to thank Sister Valencia Scott. Amen. I want to thank, amen, EVCS. I want to thank, praise God, Apostle Betty Thomas. Amen. Praise God. Mother Janie, praise God. Anybody that I forget, amen. We want to thank Bishop Mac Page, amen, and First Lady Rebecca Page. They are the recipients, praise God, of our sponsorship award, praise God, hallelujah. So they are the recipients of that, and we also want to give a shout-out, amen, to Bishop Andre Alexis, praise God. He is the recipient, amen, of our sponsorship and leadership, hallelujah, award, praise God. And we want to keep him in prayer, amen. Those of you that know, he had a surgery on his foot earlier this year. They had to remove a portion of his foot. Praise God, hallelujah. So we're going to keep him in prayer, amen, and keep him lifted up to the throne of grace. We have certainly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Once again, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for taking your time out. Praise God to be with us all tonight, because it could have been anywhere else. Praise God, but you decided to be with us, and we want to thank you for that. Hallelujah. And we're going to go ahead and pray out, hallelujah, with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you once again for allowing us to come together in your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for the movement over the ministry that you are doing, Lord. Thank you for everything you are doing in each and every one of our lives, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for everything you're not going to do, Lord. Hallelujah. For everything that we want that's not in your will. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For you know what's best for us. We thank you, Lord, for your scripture is true, that all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. We magnify you on tonight. And as we leave your line but never your presence, we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us until we all come back together again. Once again, we want to thank each and every last one of y'all. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we want to thank y'all once again for coming out, and we want to remind everybody, praise God, hallelujah, to say your prayers. Praise God, hallelujah, and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. We will see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ, live and uncensored. Hallelujah. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and we'll see y'all Sunday night. Praise God on tonight.
All right. Amen.
Nobody's stopping my shine. Try to break me, try to pick me up, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought of a night, but ain't no one was stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got more to find. But the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. So be gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? Wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it. I guess he will. Anybody tell you something different? You know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed. How it turned out, it's only his grace. Won't he do it? He said he would.
So I trust him at all times.
I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know. He's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect. Everybody's hurting.
I need a whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses.
Cause they're always on time.
Come and get your breakthrough. Cause I'm gonna get mine.
Won't he do it? He said he would.
Fight your battles for you. They gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Won't he do it?
I guess he will.
Anybody tell you something different? You know that. The greatest victory of my life. Cause when it comes at your best and hard, there's only one that can come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying. Cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time. And the last time. I know, I know, I know.
What he doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fight your battles for you. They gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
from side to side, 'cause he's here.
2 Peter 1:3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him. I have everything.
All my strength when I am weak. You are.